Unto West Country men these few lines I do pen, in whose praise we will merrily sing. For our late battle fought hath you great honor brought, and made your name famously ring. Then ye Monmouth brave boys, who was robbed of your joys, and as rebels and traitors since stood, who in young Jemmy's cause and the rights of good laws ventured fortunes with great loss of blood. Although Monmouth was gone and had left you alone, now an Orange did bravely advance, who will stick close to you to confound the old crew and learn them a new jig to dance. For your old plague and grudge, who once was your judge's close prisoner, now in the tower, and when Parliament sit, he shall have a permit under Tyburn to swing a long hour. First let Titus Oates, by her wishes and votes, be on horseback with a whip most complete, for to show him a dance that shall make him to prance, long led in Hall Street to Newgate. And this being done, the next day let him run for inventing his new-fashioned rear, from Newgate all along in the midst of the throng, till he comes to the three-legged mare. For 'tis pity, say I, by the axe he should die, but his lordship I hope you will torture, 'cause to brave London still he hath shown his good will in his taking away their old charter. Then rejoice, you brave West, from north unto east, from whose country he hath wrought such a change. Now your honor doth sound, and your fame doth abound, with your prayers for the Prince of Orange, whose delivery great both in church and in state from blind popery hath set us all free. For it was God's own will little blood for to spill, let his name forever sanctified be. Now let all men adore this brave prince that came o'er to preserve penal laws and the test, with brave silver and gold, as ever was told, to make good our old breach in the West. For our great God above, out of mercy and love, hath wrought us this miracle strange, who in due time hath sent by his own instrument his great highness the Prince of Orange. Now with one accord return thanks to the Lord, be steadfast in mind, never change, for Peter's renown is quite tumbled down by his highness the Prince of Orange. As our trade does abound, so our fame shall be crowned, like brave Stuckley, that cloth worker's son. For had we not stood to it with our brave horse and foot, three kingdoms had quite been undone. So to end this my song, I do nobody wrong, then let West Country Protestants all drink round a sound touch to this brave prince and Dutch, who redeemed us from slavery and thrall. Then fill up the cup, and let's drink it all up, and the papishes now we will swing, while Tyburn to their shame is playing the old game. God bless the king and the Prince of Orange.